Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness, and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
First reading is from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Let's say together Psalm 86. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Knit my heart to you, that I may fear your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the nethermost pit. The arrogant rise up against me, and a band of violent men seek my life. They have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give me your strength to your servant, and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Reading from Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but of the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go out and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all the causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Hope requires waiting. Or is it waiting that requires hope? I think maybe it is both end. The commercial for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital invites us to become a partner in hope. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is the place where parents can bring their children who are seriously ill for treatment that is free of charge. To become a partner in hope means to work with, to join forces with the doctors and staff of a research hospital, to fight for the lives of children through research and day-to-day care of nurses, doctors, staff, volunteers. Through the giving of strangers, we ease the emotional stress and financial burdens for the families who deeply want their child to be well again. Partners in hope make a difference. A mother whose child died without a cure speaks to the importance of continuing to give to research, that it will go on until there is a cure. Other children will be well enough to go home with no financial cost to the parents. Yet these outcomes are not known when they first arrive at St. Jude's. They enter with the hope that their child will be well again and their financial worries diminished. It is a hope for what they do not see and will require them to wait with patience and trust. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus, In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells another kingdom parable. Wikipedia states, thought to be the main content of Jesus' preaching in the Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven described a process, a course of events, whereby God begins to govern or to act as king or lord. An action, therefore, by which God manifests his God-being in the world of men. The kingdom of heaven is where God manifests God being God in the world of Jesus' disciples, followers, women and men, saints and sinners alike. Jesus tells his disciples and others gathered that someone, the Son of Man, sows good seed in the field. During the night, an enemy, the devil, comes in and sows weeds. The potential problem is discovered and the question arises, should action be taken immediately? Do they gather the darnel, a noxious weed that closely resembles the wheat? The reply is to wait. More harm will be done pulling out the weed whose roots become entwined with the wheat than waiting until the harvest. The difference will be clearer then. In maturity, the ears of the real wheat are heavy and will droop, while the ears of the darnel stand straight up. Let them both grow together until harvest. What Jesus is asking of the slaves, of his followers, of you and I, is for patience to wait and hope in what is to come. The Son of Man will discern what is saved by the angels and what is burned. It is God's timing, not ours. It is God's judgment, not ours. The Son of Man was from the beginning of creation. Humankind made in the image and likeness of God. Yet the slaves would make a grave mistake by not knowing, not seeing what they were pulling out of the ground, diminishing what the Son of Man had started, judging incorrectly. It is the Son of Man who knows the love and grace, the will of the Father. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin lived from 1881 to 1955, a priest and scientist, quite a combination, who integrated evolutionary science with Christian theology. He identified 17 principles that transformed Christian spirituality. Principle 14. I will say I really liked this one as we were studying them. And some of them went way over my head, but this one, this one seemed pretty easy, but it's difficult. Principle 14 is to love the not yet. To love the not yet. In his book about Teilhard de Chardin, Louis M. Savory wrote, "Evolution is all about the future, what is yet to come, yet can only be imagined. It is about us imagining a desired future while living in the present and very aware of the current state of things and choosing and yet choosing to create the desired future. Let them both grow together until the harvest," the owner said, the Son of Man said. Jesus was envisioning what he desired to create and choosing it. The kingdom of heaven, God being made manifest, calling the people to wait with hope, to live in the present, to be open to and to care for all of God's creation, to receive the love and grace of God. That is what we receive in our waiting. That is what we receive in our hope. Frederick Buechner wrote, "For Christians, hope is ultimately hope in Christ. The hope that he really is what for centuries we have been claiming he is. The hope that despite the fact that sin and death still rule the world, he somehow conquered it. The hope that in him and through him, all of us stand a chance of somehow conquering them too. The hope that at some unforeseeable time and some unimaginable way, he will return with healing in his wings. Hope requires faithful waiting. Faithful waiting requires hope." Amen. Let us say together the Nicene Creed on page 358. We believe in
one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Page 388 in the Book of Common Prayer. For Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Jeff, our bishop, Mary, our priest, Jessica and Bob, our wardens, Connie, Deanna, Robin, Sharon, and Pat, our vestry and clerk. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Church of the Province of Central Africa, let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our community, we pray for all the Burlington area churches, Love Incorporated, the Transitional Living Center, the Women's Resource Center, the Diocesan Hospitality Center. For those suffering from war, natural disasters, or the economic crises in our world, give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those in the armed forces and especially those deployed, Mikey Raina Mains, in our parish cycle of prayer, Mark and Robin Martzel, David and Dorothy McDonald, for those celebrating birthdays, Dorothy McDonald, Lynn O'Brien, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Pray for those who are in need, Joanne, Arvis, and Anastasia, Deacon Georgia Agner, Margie Beely, Jane Clothier, Sue Hallingstadt, Wayne Herrick, Cindy Lawrence, Mary Nichols, Jerry Ramsey, Sharon Twist, David Toretta, Mike Winsick, Jimmy Yanni, Jill Yorn. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, especially Charles Toretta, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church. And give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen."
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you for joining the St. John the Divine podcast. If you're interested in worshiping with us, you can visit us at 9 a.m. at our church, which is at 216 East Chandler Boulevard in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about us, you can click the link in the description or visit stjohnthedivine.org. Just remember, we're the one in Burlington, Wisconsin, not the cathedral in New York. Have a great day. Bye.